what else you think she can offer me?
Did you marry because of sex? Is that why you married?
Yes.
The woman should not say, I'm not ready.
What if she says she's not ready?
When she says you're not ready, then he's inviting trouble, which means the man can go outside.
But at least she will not be raped by her husband, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh,
yes. Good.
Join Sheriff Quadri on the Morning Crossfire every weekday from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we're live for you from Etimi and Chris in Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Lovely morning to you, Lagos and beyond. Welcome to the last hour of the Morning Crossfire today. I'm Sheriff Quadri. You can watch live right now on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is what you need to search for on those platforms, and you'll be able to join me. Let us know what you think about the conversation. We started at 5 a.m. today. Today we started that conversation at 5, and it's still trending on Twitter right now. Conversation we started is trending nationwide on Twitter as we speak right now. It shows that this is where the biggest conversation lives here on Nigeria Info. Thank you. Now, let's get back to that conversation. Earlier today, I told you about the arrest made by security forces in Nigeria. The military, the army, the navy, the police, they worked together, carried out some sting operations, and arrested some suspects who have been alleged to have been involved in the killings of some of our security personnel, the military, navy, and the Nigerian police, you know, officers as well, especially in the southeastern part of the country. Stations were attacked, police stations were attacked, police vans were burned, guns and ammunition were carted away by this suspect. The Nigerian police force paraded some of them yesterday. If you are watching on Facebook and on YouTube, you will soon start seeing the video right there on our live stream on Facebook and our live stream on YouTube. You can see the faces of these suspects themselves. But I have the audio here, so we'll play the two together for you so you can make up your mind as to what you think about the development. It's been quite heated since the morning that we started that conversation today on Nigeria Info. But hey, we have to have this conversation. Remember before now, we spoke about this issue of attacks on police stations, attacks on policemen, attacks on the military, attacks on the Navy personnel in the southeastern part of the country. But we couldn't go further because we're still waiting for the outcome of their investigation. Well, the outcome is here, and we're having that conversation. If you'd like to see the faces of these suspects, go to our Facebook and YouTube pages right now to go have a look. Now, this is what some of them confess to have done. Take a listen to it.
My name is Raphael. I'm working in Vietnam. I am 31 years old. I'm coming from Atokupan local government in Nigeria. So I joined IPOP on 17th of March 2020. Now I was recruited as a ESN member on November 2020, sir. And the first movement participates, I was on 24th of January 2020. When we are coming down from Onitsha straight to Oloto, on accidental which jammed a police checkpoint at Olu Inhiala Road when we have attack, exchange of bullets with them. So two policemen were killed, and we discovered three AK-47, and we burned down their Siena. The second in Imo State. So one policeman were killed, but we did not discover his gun. At Inhiala Road, that was on December. That was when the guy that led that particular movement was shot down there. And they discovered two AK-47 there. And the driver was killed and two policemen were killed, and the man was also killed.
My name is Ibochukwu Sapien. I'm from Abia State, Arochukwu local government. Alias Bigi. I'm a member of ESN. I joined 2017. I'm a second in command in Special Force. Yes, sir. I participate in the war with the shot us at camp. They attack us in the camp. And They will kill one policeman and two rifles. And the second one is the one that will have open fire with the soldiers. They are fought. So I get this injury. So I get this injury in my leg. They arrest me in the hospital. In the hospital in Nyoka. That's where they arrest me.
Oh, there you go. What do you make of this confessional statements by this suspect? If you're watching right now, you see where the other one was shot in the leg. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, you see the video there and you see him standing. There are others standing at the back. These videos were released by the Nigerian Police Force on Twitter yesterday. 0700-993-993-993. It's a studio line for the female callers. The number to call is 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. If you've called earlier in the morning, there won't be any need for you to call in again. Let's give others a chance to call in. If you've called earlier in the morning, there will absolutely be no need for you to call back again. Others have been waiting on the sidelines to get into the show and jump on the conversation since 5 a.m. So let's give those the chance. And if you're calling, please turn off your radio before you call me. It's very, very important. And I will urge us to be very responsible in our comment. You can speak to the issue. You can share your thoughts on the issue. Just be responsible enough to be able to share on the radio. Bola is joining us right now. Bola is in the cotton. Hi, Bola. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Yeah. For the video clip we are just watching now. You see, sometimes we need to be very careful. And the issue of this IPOB, remember that all the
Bola, can you turn off your radio, please, quickly?
Thank you very much. Mm. So, with the problem, when I saw this thing on Facebook and all that, I begin wonder. Like, how will you be killed because of, I don't really understand, how you, most of the policemen, they kill you, they are from this region. We don't know that they are from this region. You see, when we are doing things, sometimes when we are gathering, we are talking, people see me, I say, no, it's not like that. There's nothing you get in the violence. Violence destroys things. Okay, when you kill people, and like four policemen, they kill now, most of them, they are from IBS or from Enugu State or this thing. Now you are killing your people for what reason? But what reason? I think the my brother and South, I'm a sergeant, we must put that together and rethink that the way we are going is not the best way. And we are talking about the presidency to shift to DC. How can we look at if today if you see anybody if you see even their members, the way you are going is going, they change for them, they fight them. It's not the best. I wish them good luck. They should change their tactics. If that can come, that you come to Nigeria and see that somebody had in America, UK, he was there to put fire in your house here. Are you happy? Everybody feel bad. I too, as a Yoruba man, I was injured by my people. Other man does not do me. Even it's my people that you are doing me. Look at my area. No road, nothing whatsoever.
Thank you, Bola.
Yes.
Thank you so much. 60 seconds, here we go. Innocent is here from Ikeja. Innocent, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
Yeah. For me, a crime is a crime, no matter how anyone fancies. Sometimes, when you listen to some people on Facebook, they will say, because police are killing innocent people. Mm. That's why unknown government are attacking police.
Right.
That people should pray for unknown government. So I want. Like, how can somebody with his senses say such things?
Mm.
Like somebody should pray for unknown gunmen because they are attacking police, killing people from the same region, your brothers and sisters, and they are telling person to pray for them. Anyway, I think I thank God for the arrest, and the law will take its course. Thank you.
Thank you, Innocent, for calling me. You can tweet me on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. When you're sending in your tweets, please add the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. If you're wondering how the hashtag looks like, it's trending on Twitter right now, so you can just check it out. That's how it is. Hashtag Nigeria Info MCF. MCF is Morning Crossfire. jump on the conversation there on Twitter. On Facebook, we're streaming live there, so you can easily just drop your comment right there in the comment section on Facebook. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Like I said earlier, if you called earlier in the morning, there won't be any need at all to call again. Just sit back and enjoy the show. Success is joining us right now from Ikeja. Hi, Success. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Okay, my name is Success. I want to comment on the video.
Let's have it.
Anyway, we've known Nigerians and the Nigerian government the way they do their things. It's obvious IPOB or Eastern whatever have been killing people, but I personally don't believe that video. That video is just to whip up sentiment from the public, okay. Not as if it's actually the reality.
All right.
Those people too, it's possible those people we are put under duress to make that confession, because as I'm listening to their confession,
that's right,
it's one-sided. I didn't hear them say, okay, one time or the other, police killed or police did not kill. It's only I. Mm. We are killed, police, we are killed. So to me, I feel that it's not a well-balanced confession.
Okay.
Probably it was done under duress. Mm. Thank you.
They were coerced into it. My phone lines have crashed. Just rest a little. Rest. Okay, yeah, it's back up. It's good to know that it's back up. It's quite fast. Reverend Daddy Hezekiah says, you and I know that the Nigerian security forces can stage manage anything in this life, even their own demise. When are we going to see a parade of arrested murderous Fulani herdsmen? Reverend Daddy Hezekiah, who put that across on Twitter this morning. Thank you for sending that in. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you. Good morning to you.
Yeah, concerning the Eastern Security Network video I just watched.
Okay.
So we agree that there is no justification for killing, but what that video shows is that there is no unity in the country. It is just too clear that even people that are calling, so many of the callers are biased about based on what they perceive about the video. But the truth is, the video is just indicating that there is no unity in the country. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. Thank you for calling me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Please turn off your radio quickly. Please do that. Thank you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm Kemi. Actually, this country is only God that will help us. Because, you know, we cannot really... It is not good to... You know, praise what these people are doing. But
right.
Then this country, you know, the bandits in the that had been disturbing the country, kidnapping, and the government negotiate and pay ransom.
Mm.
How come they have not been able to arrest these people the way they do these guys, iPod guys?
Mm.
How come? You know, to me, I just see that this thing is a bit one-sided.
It's one-sided.
You know, it was easy to. You know, to find out the inside guys, it was easy to pick these guys, but it has not been easy for the government to do anything concerning the bandits and the kidnapping that has been going on.
Mm.
So that is just I think that it's high time. It is well balanced.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kemi, for calling me. I really do appreciate it. All right. Now, let me, after this call that we're processing right now, we're going to play the video back again. You can watch online. Okay, I think we can go now. That call has gone. Let's play that video back online right now on Facebook and YouTube so you can watch again in case you missed out on it the first time. Here we go.
My name is Raphael. I want to hang it down. I am 31 years old. I'm calling from government in Nigeria. So I joined IPOP on 17th of March 2020. Now I was recruited as a ESN member on November 2020, sir. And the first movement participates, I was on 24th of January 2020. And we are coming down from Onitsha straight to Oloto. Accidental which jammed a police checkpoint at Olu Inhiala Road when we have attack exchange of bullets with them. So two policemen were killed, and we discover three AK-47, and we burned down their Siana. The second, in Imo State. So one policeman were killed, but we did not discover his gun. At Inhiala Road, that was on December. That was when the guy that led that particular movement was shot down there, and they discovered two AK-47 there. And the driver was killed, and two policemen were killed, and the man was also killed.
My name is Ibochukwu Sapo. I'm from Abia State, Arochukwu Local Government, alias Bigi. I'm a member of ESF. I joined 2017. I'm a second in command in Special Force, ESF. I participate in the war with the shooters at camp. They attack us in the camp, and they will kill one policeman and two rifle. And the second one is the one that we have open fire with the soldiers. They are fought. Before I get this injury in my leg, they arrest me in the hospital. In the hospital in Oka. That's where they arrest me.
Well, there you go. 0700-993-993-993. What do you make of the confession that you've just listened to? Two guys, actually, two of them, confess to, you know, what you've just listened to. If you're watching online, you would have seen them. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. That's for female callers only. If you're a guy, don't call that line, I beg. Marcel joins us right now for Badagry. Marcel, good morning to you.
Good morning, my brother. Good
morning to you.
This is Marcel calling from Badagry.
Let's talk.
Yeah, good. The issue of arresting of the ESN members, I think, it wasn't bad because personally, I do not support killing people. Because I know that it is not good before God. But then, we have to think of one thing.
Okay.
Like in the North, we have seen in videos where governors, the first the people governing the state,
right,
negotiating with bandits. And at the end of the day, they pay their ransom. They want to, you know,
compensation, Abi.
Security architect of the nation and everything. That happens in the North. But in the East, it turns to be another thing. How many times have they been able to negotiate with these guys and try to find out what is the problem and how they can be able to solve it so that we can be able to have a peaceful nation? It is not done. Showing you that truly there is no peace in this nation. If we want to really have peace in this nation, whatever that is good here is also
fairness.
As far as we are going like this, we can never get anything good in this nation because we believe that the issue of religion, the issue of tribalism and other race, it is always there in our hearts in everything we do in this nation. Unless we come back together and decide to live together, because for now we didn't agree to come together to live together, so we are just living on the air. So we can't get it right.
Right. Good morning to you too. Thank you for calling me. Let's go to WhatsApp and take some thoughts off of WhatsApp this morning, after which we'll go on a quick break. Huh? Okay. WhatsApp, here we come.
You don't have to leave home without us again. Listen on the air and online. Just search Nigeria Info FM on the Apple app or Google Play Store and never miss a thing. Your number one station for talk, 99.3. Nigeria Info.
Welcome back from the break here, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sharif Quadri. Let's get on with our conversation that we started at 5 a.m. this morning. Whew. Okay, we're going to play the video again for those, because I'm getting comments that they would like to see the video again. We'll play the video again for you, after which we'll go and take more reactions this morning. If you're on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 is where you can see the video. If you're on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 is where you can see the video as well. Let's play back, after which I'll come back here and take your thoughts on what you can make of that video. Take a listen to it.
My name is Raphael. I want to get down. I am 31 years old. I'm calling from Kwara State, Atokunle government.
in Nigeria. So I joined IPOP on 17th of March 2020. Now I was recruited as a ESN member on November 2020, sir. And the first movement participates, I was on 24th of January 2020. When we are coming down from Onitsha straight to Oloto, accidentally we jammed a police checkpoint at Olu Inhiala Road when we have attack, exchange of bullets with them. So two policemen were killed and we discovered three AK-47 and we burned down their Siana. The second in Imo State. So one policeman were killed, but we did not discover his gun. At Inhiala Road, that was on December. That was when the guy that led that particular movement was shot down there. And they discovered two AK-47 there. And the driver was killed and two policemen were killed and the man was also killed.
My name is Ibochukwu Sapo. I'm from Abia State, Arochukwu Local Government. Alias Biggie. I'm a member of ESN. I joined 2017. I'm a second in command in Special Force.
Yes, sir.
I participate in the while they shot us at camp. They attack us in the camp and they will kill one policeman and two rifle. And the attack, and the second one is the one that we have open fire with the soldiers. They are fought. So I get this injury. Before I get this injury in my leg, they arrest me in the hospital. In the hospital in Nyoka. That's where they arrest me.
What you have just watched and listened to, a confessional statement made on camera by members of, suspected members of IPOB and ESN. This video was posted on Twitter yesterday by the Nigerian Police Force, the official Twitter handle. You can go and check it out at Police NG, I think. Yeah. You can go there and check it out if you'd like to see. I think they posted about three videos as the last count that I saw. I think so. So you can go check it out. The handle again is at Police NG. Check it out. Now let's get your reaction to this video. I will come to WhatsApp in a moment. I know I'm owing WhatsApp messages. I know that I will come there in a moment. I'm even reading one. I was reading one before the break. I couldn't finish, but I'll come and finish it in a moment. Well, let's get to the telephone. 0700-993-993-993. That is 0700-993-993-993. You can also call if you're a female. You can call 01-465-7190. That is 01-465-7190. Justina is joining us right now from Abuja. Justina, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
Yeah, I listened to that talk. When you listen carefully with that conversation that guy had, just joined the ESN in March. And for him to join, and his duty is to go on killing police and collecting their arms. Where is the other one? They should catch him to bring the remaining, because ESM is not just three people in the group. Just it. So I still believe it's an arranged work.
Okay.
So that's just...
Thank you, Justina, for calling me. Appreciate it. Now, let's go to WhatsApp. Let's go take some messages on WhatsApp. And we'll come back to take some of the calls much later on. So I was taking this message earlier. This person says, Sheriff, good morning. This is Henry from Ikoyi. Henry says, can we be more realistic in the country? How many bandits in the north, have been paraded or arrested by the police? As far as I'm concerned, ESN is a security network, and I don't believe those arrested are not ESN members. They were forced to make that confession. Okay, all right, thank you. Harry, for your thought. Let's get another one very quickly now. Samson from Idimu says, good morning, Sheriff. I condemn totally the killing of police officers or anybody for that matter. Let's however ask, apart from police, soldiers and other paramilitary organizations, what is the evidence that the East is part of Nigeria? Crime is crime, but it's only in the East that army mobilized and with bombs, as in Owerri, within 24 hours. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Let's get another one now very quickly. Interesting one here. This person says, let everyone go their separate way so we can live in peace. It's better to be friendly neighbors than fighting in the same hour, in the same, house. It's not by force, you mean, to stay together. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Oluremi is also here on WhatsApp. Oluremi says, Sheriff, these guys are real criminals. Listen to their confession. They gave details and they're precise about the date and activities. That doesn't sound like duress to me, and they should face the consequences of their actions. Oluremi Olawoyin in Lekki sent that in this morning. Let's take two more from WhatsApp. Then we go to Twitter to go take some of your thoughts there as well. Injustice everywhere and every day. Why is it that law enforcement agencies are very much active in some parts of the country than the others? The bandits are having their jamboree in the north, giving ransom and negotiation money in millions of naira. This is highly political. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Let's take another one. This person, Sonny says, I don't believe that confession... I don't believe that confession. Nigerian government don't like anything sustainable and good coming from the eastern Nigeria. They are only looking for a way to break ESN. But staging a confession won't work for them. Sonny, thank you. I appreciate that. Now let's go to Twitter as promised. Let's take some thought of Twitter. If you're sending me tweets this morning, please add hashtag Nigeria Info MCF to your tweet so I can see it. Without that hashtag, I cannot see your tweet. So before you press the send button, please add that hashtag. It's very important. Gidi Moku says, the first guy said he joined IPOB March, recruited to ESN in November, and I'm asking, when was ESN unveiled by IPOB? The second guy is T-Don on Twitter, who sent that in. Okola Fosho on Twitter says, I do not support any killing, whether military or civilians. Crime is crime, irrespective of the person involved. But a situation where other tribes are treated with kid gloves, is unacceptable. Have they dealt with killer headsmen, bandits, or Boko Haram? Okola Fosho on Twitter sent that in this morning on the show. Thank you, Okola. Appreciate it. Now let's go to Facebook. We have comments in their tents on Facebook already. So we're going to take as many as we can. On Kanu on Facebook says, the first guy said he was recruited in March 2020 and participated in his first operation in January 2020. How does this add up? Richmond Kanu, yeah, people listening keenly there. Let's take another one. Jeff, let's stick with Jeff. Jeff, pardon me, let's just go with Jeff. Someone joined ESN November 2020, IPOP on March 2020, and his first operation was in January 2020. The Lord is not. He said, is the Lord not good? Okay. All right. Omo Wali, let's stick with that one. Omo Wali says, I don't buy all this fake arrangement. Is it not this country we are when the issue of Glory Okon surfaced? I just don't know why Nigerians are so loose to fall for this regime trap all the time. It's a fake arrangement. That's Amo Wali, who put that across on Facebook live stream. So I'm going to go to YouTube right now because we have not touched YouTube today. So let's go and touch YouTube and take some comments that have come in on YouTube. 8:48 is the time from our studio. Okay, Chuku says, kill the soldiers and take their guns. Does that sound familiar? I heard Nnamdi Kanu say that during the NSAS protest. Okay, Chuku Aribana sent that in on YouTube live stream. Otumba Dave Adebola says, this live confession looks like a stage played arrangement. That's Otumba on YouTube this morning. Let's take another one from YouTube. Henry Harder says, which ESN? I beg you, Joe. Have you brought Fulani herders or headsmen here before? That's Henry Harder who sent that in on YouTube this morning. Let's see. Now, well, let's squeeze in some calls before we go. Before we go and play just a minute, let's just squeeze in some calls. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Mr. Sharif.
Good morning to you.
Morning, I'm Emmanuel, calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Emmanuel. Talk to me.
Thank you. I'm so pained this morning because I listened to most of your callers and they sound educated and they are from eastern part of this country. What is happening in the north now? When it started, the northerners were hiding their children when they were believed that they were members of the Quran.
In fact, they were accusing the regime. Are you listening to me? Can you hear me? In fact, at that time, they were accusing the former government, the former president, of attacking them.
Yes. No, the situation in the east now, criminality is growing day by day. It's got to a point, so it's not run away from them. Soldiers will abandon them, and criminals will take over their seats. Do they want to think that it's happening that they not to happen to them? It is better they meet it in the bed now. We talk about colors as so biased. Why don't we make issues of what is happening in the north and face the criminal act that is happening in your domain and trust it?
I want to continue with the call, but the quality there is quite not good. But thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I really do. Let's see who else we've got here. We need to take a female caller right now, after which we'll go back to the male caller. Let's see. Victor Onu on YouTube says, so very shameful of the Nigerian police force. What a country I find myself. That's Victor who sent that in on our live stream on YouTube. Ewoma Zino is joining us right now from Lekki. Ewoma Zino, good morning to you. Good morning.
When you try to call a dog a bad name because you want to hang it,
right,
white people can easily descend.
Mm-hmm.
Gumi has been going to visit these bandits. Government officials have been following him to visit these bandits. Oh. How many of the bandits has this police arrested and then bring out to the public? You know, this kind of game these people are playing, they are only setting this country on fire because everybody understands the trick they are playing. This is just a cheap propaganda, okay, just to blackmail the ESN and then scrap it. That is what they are pursuing. It is very clear to any reasonable person.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Mazino Joe. Thank you to Joe. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you very much. You have Mr. Sam calling from Ikorodu.
Let's talk.
Just a few days ago, the trending news was that one professor in Akwa Ibom State was there for election and a practice. It has never happened anywhere in Nigeria. I would be stupid for me to rise up and say, why should it be from Akwa Ibom? Why is a professor from Akwa Ibom? When you go into crime, be ready to pay the price when you are caught. So the bottom line is that whether they are friendly demo or they are the true people that commit the crime they confess, they will have their date in the court.
We need to go now. Thank you. On that video this morning, thank you all for being a part of that heated conversation. We're back tomorrow on The Crossfire at 5 a.m. That is our show today. Thank you for being a part of it. I'm Sherif Quadri. I'm on Twitter at Sherif Quadri. And I am on Instagram at Sherif Quadri. You can link up with me on LinkedIn at Sherif Quadri as well. Let's keep talking. Let's keep the channel open. Let's keep conversing. It's very, very important that we do that, all right? Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu is next. Many thanks to our sponsors, Creditville, for having our backs on Just a Minute. I'll be back on your radio tomorrow at 5. Good morning to you.
Do you need to meet up your goals for the year? Then here's the good news.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.